Ethically acquired animal furs? Check. A comically large wooden rod? Check. My 13 houseplants, all watered. Oh yeah, it's Real Druid Hours. Hello everyone and welcome back to Beginner's Basics to Dungeons & Dragons. My name is Evan Kaufman, and I'll be your Dungeon Master for this session. In this weekly show, we're focused on helping newcomer players and Dungeon Masters get into the very basics of 5th edition D&D. And this week, we're going to be getting into a class which is one part wizard, one part damage dealer, all organic. It's the Druid, everyone's favorite shape-shifting naturalist. Let's roll. As a druid, you're the most likely of anyone in the party to be a member of PETA. Not because you want social media clout or because you love secretly killing animals more than actually ensuring their ethical treatment. Much the opposite, in fact. You literally love animals. So much, it's kinda scary. You've spent an unhealthy amount of time showing your affection for the natural world, and fortunately, Nature Senpai has noticed you and reciprocates your passion. Now you know how to speak a unique language only known to your particular brand of nature wizard. And you can use magical powers revolving around certain aspects of the natural world, like wild animals, or plants, or even the four elements. You still can't get Mommy Nature to give you the time of day, but keep going. Maybe it's one of the level unlocks. Your starting HP for a druid is 8 plus your constitution modifier. Meanwhile, the ability scores you'll want to prioritize are wisdom and constitution. Wisdom, because you live and die by your naturalism, and constitution, so you don't live and die by your naturalism. Like, I love plants as much as the next guy, but don't forget, hygiene is important. Now, getting into our level unlocks for the druid requires patience, because for the druid, there isn't a lot to be unlocked with just the vanilla class. Druidic, the aforementioned special language only known by druids, is a level 1 ability that lets you create a message either verbal or written that can only be understood by other druids, and can furthermore only be perceived by druids unless a perception check of 15 is met. And even then, it still can't be understood without the use of magic or another druid there to translate. Spellcasting for the druid, also acquired at level 1, is a piece of cake because it works much the same way it does for the cleric. You know 2 cantrips to start off with, and a number of spells equal to your wisdom modifier plus your druid level. And the number of cantrips you know also goes up as you level. Now, level 2 is where things get interesting. This is where you get the druid's signature ability, Wild Shape. You gain the ability to take on the appearance and abilities of any creature your character has seen before. You gain that creature's powers and abilities for a number of in-game hours equal to half your druid level, rounded down. So, at level 2 and 3, 1 hour is all that you're able to be a wild animal for. Also, there are a number of restrictions to keep in mind, so until level 4, you can't be an animal that can fly or swim. Until level 8, you can't be a creature who can fly. And the creatures that you can turn into must be relatively weak, so no turning into a dragon at level 8, I'm afraid, but simple creatures like eagles or crocodiles or wolves, they're all okay. Finally, and most vitally, you can only turn into animals that you, your character, your pretend person, has seen. And that means that you have to keep a separate list of animals that you have seen in-game, either as part of your backstory or throughout the course of the game's story, so good luck with that. Apart from that, you're in for a real dry spell insofar as actual class abilities gained until level 18, wherein your body becomes timeless due to your sheer natural energy. For every 10 years which pass in-game, your body only ages 1 year. And this is particularly helpful for when you are faced with traps which curse you and cause you to age, because, yes, those exist. Also at level 18 is the ability to cast more spells while wild shaping. You just can't pull out material components, that's the only restriction for that. Finally, level 20 brings on the power of becoming an archdruid. Now you can wild shape an unlimited number of times. A little too little as far as level up abilities, Well, level 2 is where you gain your subclass for the druid, aligning yourself with a particular circle of druids, in our case either the circle of the land or the circle of the moon. And this is where you get the rest of your druid level up powers. The circle of the land is for druids of the old faith whose powers revolve around the terrain that you inherited your powers in. The tundra, the coast, the desert, the forest, grasslands, mountains, swamps, and the Underdark all grant you unique spells, such as mountain druids being able to climb better or swamp druids being able to walk on water. You also gain the ability to meditate while resting, to gain back spell slots, and eventually even become friends with wild creatures who sense your connection to nature. The Circle of the Moon, meanwhile, is for druids who enjoy being able to stalk quietly through the thickest, most untamed parts of the natural world. You're a natural predator, being able to use your wild shape as a bonus action in combat, so you can move, attack, and turn into an animal all in the span of about 6 seconds. Also, you can turn into more violent and dangerous animals as you level up. This is the subclass you take if you want to turn into a dragon at some point. As you level up, your attacks become even more powerful while in wild shape, and you'll be able to turn into elemental avatars of the four elements: water, earth, fire, air. Finally, you gain the ability of the thousand forms, meaning you can use your druid magic to subtly change your features at will. You can change your hair color, your eye color, your shape, etc. It's pretty good. Spellcasters, warriors, and survivalists, a druid is many things, but in the end, the biggest thing is a form of naturalistic grounding for your friends and fellows at the table. Bring the forces of nature right to the bad guys, and you and your friends will find yourselves with a very powerful ally indeed. Well, anyways, that's basically it. Thank you so very much for tuning in to listen. I want to take a little bit of time now to apologize. There was a space here in the past 3 weeks where I was moving back home from college, and I didn't have as much time to dedicate to the show as I would have liked to have given. The next 4 weeks here are already waiting in the wing, so I don't expect there to be any major bumps in the schedule going forward. Apart from my poor time management, however, if you have any feedback you'd like to give regarding the show, I implore you, please use our brand new email to reach out and get in touch with me. The email is beginningbasically@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Stay tuned. The next episode is going to be a touchstone on ability score modifiers. On that note, safe travels, adventurers, and peace. Okay, new microphone. Test, 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 test. Boop, 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 boop. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, that seems okay.